Success Mobile listening. Get him over net. Head on. It's 9 o'clock. I think it's 9 right now, isn't it?
KI4DOS calling CQ to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is KI4DOS. My name is Gary and my location is Easley. Any interest in promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. This repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic bulletins or announcements for the net? Please call KI4DOS. We will now begin the roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. Please check in your proper alphabetical group. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RagChew portion. This being Wednesday night, the RagChew portion will be postponed a bit while we have the swap net portion of the net. Then we'll go on to the RagChew, stopping periodically for additional check-ins. Had quite a number of folks to use the pre-check-in function of the repeater tonight. We'll go through those, and then we'll see if there's any echo leak stations. First, that's Miss Ashley, and KA4JCA, that's Miss Sally, her mother, and KA3JCA, that's her dad, Richard, and K3DOV, that's the Upstate Amateur Radio Club, all down in Simpsonville. Then we have KM4JWP, Mr. Brian in Rutherfordton, and W2AMD, Mr. Andrew in Simpsonville, and W4FCM, that's Mr. Fred and his sweet bride in 4IEI, Miss Isla, up in Traveler's Rest. And K4XMR, that's Mr. Mel down in Prosperity. And KG4PFI, that's Mr. Don and his sweet bride, ULQ. That's Miss Linda, they're down in Piedmont. Then we have KO4ZEW, that's Mr. Ben in Simpsonville. And KI4LZI, Mr. Andy at Table Rock. And N4ASW, that's Mr. Tony in Asheville. And KW4TS, that's Mr. Jim in Pelzer. And KJ4UHF, that's Mr. Jack in Greenville. And W2MJB, that's Mr. Mark in Simpsonville. And his sweet bride, KN4HTP, that's Miss Wendy in Simpsonville. And KN4RJN, that's Mr. John up there in Brown Summit. And then we have KX4YM, Mr. Scott over in Greenville. And KB2BYQ, that's my neighbor Dave over here in Easley. And WU2T, that's Mr. Rusty over in Moore. Appreciate all you fine folks that use the pre-check-in function of the repeater. Got you in the log. Hope all of y'all are doing well. We'll go over to Echo Link stations now. Got an Echo Link station up. Echo Link stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Good evening, Gary. Please check in. Whiskey Golf 4, Mike Charlie, WG4MC, Matt, Western Greenville County, B negative and negative, 73, you and all the net, and tell Miss Joy I said hello.
WG4MC, Mr. Matt, over in Western Greenville County. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Matt. Hope you're doing well, and I will relay your message to Joy. While I've got the mic keyed, I'll go ahead and recognize K3JOY. That's my pretty little bride, Joy. She's in the other room watching TV tonight. Let's go up to the alphabet now, starting with M through P, Mike through Papa for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
Or do you if? Gary, please check in. Kilo, Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena, and my husband, Kilo, Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick, and our daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar, Quebec, Michelle. We're all in Piedmont. I'll be negative and negative.
Check in, Kilo Oscar 4, November Hotel, KO4 NNH. My name is Fred. I'm over here in Pelton tonight heading to the North Lake. Just to be Gary, McCoy, and all the net, be negative and negative.
Did I do the latest? This is a desert. Please stay there. 2:03, Austin, India, Matt. Val and Edmund, I'll be negative and negative.
208 Mike Radio. I'm up here in Blue Ridge, Sandy Flat area, northern Greenville County, and no traffic.
4DOS. Please check in and out. K4OSH, Kilo 4 Oscar Sierra Hotel. Pat in Malden, no traffic, no comment. Thank you, sir.
DOS, with Kilo Oscar 4, November Uniform Echo, KO4 NUE. Name is Chad, location is Campobello, South Carolina. I'll be in for comments tonight, Gary. Please check in my wife via telephone relay. Kilo Oscar 4, Romeo Yankee Papa, KO4RYP. That's Miss Anna. Location is Lexington tonight. Thank you for calling the net, Gary.
4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to KK4ONO. That's Miss Lorena and her husband, Rick. KK4DMW, and their daughter Michelle, KM4MOQ. They're all down there in Piedmont. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Lorena. Tell Rick and Michelle we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. And KO4NNH, Mr. Fred, he's mobile in Belzer tonight. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Fred. You be careful on your way to work and don't work too hard. Have a great evening if you can. And K4OIM. Walt, I missed your call up last week, too. I apologize for that. Mr. Walt's up there in Inman. Hope you're doing well, Walt. Appreciate you checking in with us. And KR8MR up in northern Greenville County. Can I get your name?
Yeah, Steve. I'm sorry.
Okay, Steve, you going to be in for comments?
I'm just going to hang out.
Appreciate you being with us. Hope you're doing well. And K4OSH, that's Mr. Pat. He's down in Malden. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Pat. Hope you're doing well. And KO4NUE, that's Mr. Chad and his sweet bride. KO4RYP, that's Miss Anna. Chad is in Campobello, and Anna is in Lexington tonight. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Chad. Got you down for some comments. Be back to you for just a little bit. Any others? Mike through Papa for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
Net control. Again, KD5PCB, Lisa, and W5MFC, Mike. In traveler's rest, in the home, into the net.
There is a voice that I haven't heard in a long, long time. Net would like to say good evening to KD5PCB. That's Miss Lisa and her husband, Mike. W5MFC up in Traveler's Rest. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Lisa. Tell Mike we said hello. And Lisa, just to let you know, sounds like you got a little AC hum on your signal tonight. I hadn't heard y'all in a while. I don't know if your station's been down or you might have had some high winds and some antenna damage or whatnot, but it sounded like a power supply. I just thought I'd let you know. Over.
Oh, yeah, we're on a handheld right now.
That makes sense. But we got you in the log. Tell Mike I said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. Let's see here. Let's move up to the next alphabetical group, which is Quebec through Tango, Q through T for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
Please check in November 4, Quebec, November, Victor, N4QNV. This is Brian in Greer. I'll be negative, negative. Thank you.
4DOS. Gary, please check in KO4QLG. This is Chris in Liberty. And I'll be negative and negative.
RON, Whiskey Delta 8, Romeo Oscar November, no traffic. I need a signal report, a different antenna, and low power. I want to know how I'm coming across. Over.
KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to say good evening to N4QNV, Mr. Brian over in Greer. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Brian. Hope you're doing well. And then we have my other brother by different mother, Mr. Chris, KO4QLG. And Mr. Chris over there in Liberty. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Chris. Hope you're doing well. And WD8RON, Mr. Ed up there in Brevard. Ed, you are perfectly readable. You've got just a little bit of white noise in the background, but it's not objectionable at all. But you're sounding good into the repeater. I appreciate you being with us. Got a couple of Echo Link stations up. Let's grab these Echo Link stations, and then we'll continue. Echo Link stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS, hello again, Gary. If you will, check in KA4PQA, Kilo Alpha 4, Papa Quebec Alpha, Stephen in Greenwood. Good evening, giver to yourself, all the net. No traffic, no queue. Do tell Miss Georgia we said hello, and Gary, I wanted to get a note from me and her both that it was so good to finally get to see you again in person at the Ham Fest on Saturday. Me and her felt so good to get to see you again, and we both absolutely enjoyed.
Yeah, for DOS. Hey Gary, please check in KC4SKD Larry. And also Rhonda, KG4AHS. We're both in Easley. Please check us in tonight, in and out tonight. Good evening to you and everybody listening.
This is KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to say good evening to KA4PQA, Mr. Stephen, down there in Greenwood. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Stephen. Tell Miss Jennifer we said hello. I will relay your message to Joy. And it was my pleasure meeting you and Jennifer. We had a good time down there and enjoyed the Ham Fest. Y'all take care, Stephen. Also like to say good evening to KC4SKD. That's Mr. Larry. And his sweet bride, KG4AHS. That's Miss Rhonda. Your neighbors of mine over here in Easley. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Larry. Tell Rhonda we said hello, and I enjoyed our little visit the other day. Had a good time over there. Hope y'all are doing well. That's all the Echo Link stations I got up, so we'll go back to the alphabet. Try the Quebec through Tango one more time. Q through T for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
Please check Gary, KA4PQA.
Go ahead, Stephen.
Gary, I know it's, Gary, like I said, I'm Gary, like I told you Saturday, I know it's been at least three years since we saw you last, so, Gary, like I said, it was so great to get to see you again Saturday for the both of us, KA4PQA.
Enjoyed visiting with you and Jennifer and seeing all the folks I hadn't seen in quite a few years. Glad we're getting the Ham Fest going again, and hopefully we'll continue on. We won't have any more of that COVID stuff to where we'd have to stay at home. But I enjoyed it, and you and Jennifer take care. Let's move on up in the alphabet to the Uniform Drew Zulu Group, U through Z, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI-4DOS.
KI-4DOS. Please check in and out, Kilo Juliet 4, Uniform Hotel X-ray, Jamie. And by proxy, Kilo Juliet 4, Yankee, Lima, November. My wife, Sabrina. We're both here at Chesney tonight. Check us in and out. But I do have a quick question for you, Gary, when you get a minute.
DOS. It's Joy in the net. Please check in, N4ZLK, November 4, Zulu, Lima, Kilo. I'm Shane. I'm in Cleveland tonight. No traffic, no table. Thank you for calling the net, Gary.
DOS. 4 Zulu, Victor, Mike, ZVM, Dan in Greer, and I'll be negative and negative tonight, Gary.
Kilo, Oscar, 4, Yankee, Kilo, Tango, K04, YKT, Mark in Inman. No traffic, no chew.
Lewis. Check in, Kilo, 4, X-ray, Bravo. That's K4XB. My name is Tommy. My location is Southern Greenville County. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you and Miss Joy and everyone on that.
This is KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to say good evening, KJ4UHX. That's Mr. Jamie. And his sweet bride, KJ4YLN. Miss Sabrina, they're up there in Chesney. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Jamie. Tell Miss Sabrina we said hello, and I'll be back to you to get your question in just a moment. Let me finish running through these right here. Also, I'd like to say good evening to M4ZLK, Mr. Shane. He's up there in Cleveland. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Shane. Shane, don't run off. I got a question for you. And KB4ZVM, Mr. Dan, over there in Greer. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Dan. Hope you're doing well. And KO4YKT, that's Mr. Mark up there in Inman. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mark. Hope you're doing well. And K4XB, Mr. Tommy, down there in Southern Greenville County. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Tommy. Tell Miss Angela we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. N4ZLK, Mr. Shane, how are you doing there, young man? Did you get out of Atlanta okay?
Okay, I did. I made it back home. I'm all right.
Well, just keep us informed. We don't like hearing stuff like that.
Taking a few days off. Should be going back to work next week, hopefully. So I appreciate you asking. Everything's good.
Gonna enjoy a couple of days vacation. But don't do it. Don't do too much. Don't overdo. We heard about you and thought I'd ask and just to double check. You know how that goes. But thanks for letting me know, Shane. Hope y'all are doing well and y'all continue to stay warm and stay dry. Let's go up here to KJ4UHX, Mr. Jamie up there in Chesney. Jamie,
your plans for the Upstate Ham Fest this year that you know of?
And off at this point in time, Jamie. As soon as I find out, I'll put it on the net. Over.
All right, Gary, I appreciate it. I know it's usually in May, so I didn't know if anybody was making any plans or not.
Changed it from May till September, and then COVID hit and things went crazy. So I don't know when it's going to be, but as soon as I can find out something, I'll let you know.
All right, Gary, I do appreciate it. Take care, 73. Cal4DOS, KJ4UHX, back to net.
Sorry I didn't have any better answer for you, but as soon as I get one, I'll let you know. By the way, you were sounding good on the sideband net the other night. I don't know what their problem was. I could copy you. You were a good 20 over here at the house. But just to let you know about that. All righty, let's see here. Uniform through Zulu, U through Z for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI-4DOS.
4DOS. S4YX, Gil, and Seneca. Good evening, Gary. Good to see you in Greenwood. I'll be negative to negative.
Say good evening. KS4YX, Mr. Gil, down there in Seneca. Gil, it was just a pleasure to meet you and talk to you for a little bit. I hadn't seen you in a long time. But we enjoyed it, had a good time down there in Greenwood. Hope everything went well for you. Hope you're doing well, and y'all take care down there in Seneca. All right, we'll move on up to the front of the alphabet in the Alpha through Delta, Group A through D for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
Please check in, November 4, Delta, Juliet, Charlie, N4DJC, Jerry and Anderson, negative, negative, bye.
KI4DOS. Good evening, Gary. Thomas Joy, we said hello. It's good to hear Lisa on the net tonight, too. Please check in Whiskey 4, Delta Juliet Whiskey, W4DJW, Dave and Greer, negative and negative.
KI4DOS. Check in and out November 4th. Bravo X-ray, Bravo Herb and Shelby. And I've got something to take off the swap net. Thank you.
DOS. Gary, please check in. Kilo, Mike, 4, Bravo, Lima, Hotel, KM4VLH. The name is Kurt, Charlie Uniform, Romeo Tango, QTH is Greenville. I'll be negative and negative.
Yes. Please check in K1CJW. That's Kilo 1, Charlie, Juliet, Whiskey. Rolling and Pickens, negative and negative, and a very great evening to all.
KI4DOS on the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Like to say good evening to N4DJC. That's Mr. Jerry. Jerry won the door prize tonight there, young man. You made number 50 on my log. Appreciate you being with us. Hope you're doing well. And W4DJW, that's Mr. Dave. He's over there in Greer. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Dave. Tell Miss Amy we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. And N4BXB, Mr. Herb up there in Shelby. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Herb. Be back to you to get your item, your update items for your swap net in just a little bit. Hope you're doing well. And KM4BLH, that's Mr. Kurt. He's over there in Greenville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Kurt. Hope you're doing well. And K1CJW, that's Mr. Roland over in Pickens. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Roland. Hope you're doing well. Additional stations, Alpha through Delta, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. On up to the next alphabetical group is Echo through Hotel, E through H, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
4DOS. In Kilo, Oscar 4, Hotel Kilo X-ray, KO4HGX. That's Patrick up here in Penrose. And Gary, tell Miss Joy we say hello, but I will be in and out tonight. Thanks for calling the net.
KI4DOS and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to KO4HKX, Mr. Patrick up there in Penrose. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Patrick. Tell Miss Elise we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. Sound like you got the group to yourself tonight, Patrick. Additional stations, Echo through Hotel for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. I have to send out a search party for Herring, man. Make sure he's all right up there in Candler. Let's move up to the patient group on a Wednesday night. India through Lima, I through L for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
DOS. Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar. And I'm James, and I'm up on this mountain here in Tuxedo, North Carolina, where I'll be negative and negative, saying 73s for each one of you.
For DOS, November 4, Juliet, Bravo, Mike, Jerry, and Campobello, I'll be negative and negative.
Yes. Please check in, Whiskey 4, India, Oscar, Echo, Sid Fletch, North Carolina. Hope you enjoy your well. Good evening to you, enjoy. Good evening to all on the net. No traffic, no comments.
KOS. Great to hear you call the net as always. Please check in. Kilo 4.
Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna, Kilo, Charlie, 4. Mike, Foxtrot to Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Donna will be in and out. I'll have a little comment later. Hope everyone has a good night. 7-3.
4 DOS in the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. We'd like to say good evening, KK4JFO. Mr. James, up there at the top of the mountain in Tuxedo. Appreciate you being with us tonight, James. Hope you're doing well. And N4JBM, Mr. Jerry, over there in Campobello. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Jerry. Hope you're doing well. And W4IOE, Mr. Sid. He's up there in Fletcher. Appreciate you being with us, Mr. Sid. I hope you're doing well. Tell Miss Beverly we said hello. Hope she's doing well. Y'all stay warm and stay dry up there. Also like to say good evening, KK4JBQ, Mr. Larry, and his sweet bride, KC, they're located over in Greer. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Larry. Tell Miss Donna we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well, and I'll be back to you for some comments in just a little bit. Additional stations, India through Lima for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
For DOS. Please check in Kilo 4, Lima, Whiskey, Echo, Larry in Piedmont. Negative and negative.
DOS. DOS, please check in Whiskey Alpha 4, Kilo Charlie. One in Greenville. No traffic, no comment, but listening. 73.
For DOS and Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to K4LWE, Mr. Larry, down there in Piedmont. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Larry. Hope you're doing well. And WA4KC, that's my buddy Juan over there in Greenville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Juan. Tell Miss Carolina and the rest of the family we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. Let's open it up to the big group now, all the way through the alphabet, A through Z, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. I think we got most everybody on the first pass. Hopefully there'll be some more coming on in here in just a little bit. But for right now, this is KI4DOS, now securing the formal portion of the net. With our thanks for all those folks checked in with us. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We will now begin the swap net portion of the net, then we'll go on to the rag chew portion, stopping periodic ends. Had one wanted to update his items. We'll grab him first, and then we'll go from there. N4BXB, Mr. Herb, up there in Shelby. Herb, what can we do for you tonight there, young man?
Okay, N4BXB, thank you, Gary. Yeah, I had an ICOM 7410 advertised on there. You can take it off. I sold it last week. It went pretty quick. I appreciate you putting it on there for me.
Herb, I appreciate you letting me know that it's sold. That way the folks won't bother you back up ringing your telephone. But I'm glad you sold it. That's a nice unit. At 7410, it was a real nice radio. I haven't used one myself, but I know some folks that do have them, and they love them. So, you know, we're all picky, and that's what makes the ham radio community so much fun.
This fellow, he ought to be real tickled with it. He'd been looking for a good one, complete and everything, so I hope he's happy with it. And I'm happy to have one radio now. That's it. That's all I need. Thanks again, 73. And for BXB.
Well, thanks for listing it with us. And like I said, I'm glad that it sold and sold quickly. I hope you're doing well. And y'all have a great evening up there in Shelby. One question for you, Herb. Do you ever hear Calvin and Brenda up there on VHF or UHF?
I'm talking about living on Lafayette Street. They only used 2 meters for what I know, but I haven't heard them in over a couple of years, really.
I hadn't heard them either, and that's the reason I asked, since you were up there and they used the local repeaters a whole lot more than they use this one. But Hadn't heard Calvin and him and Brenda check in a long time. May have to give him a phone call, check on him. But thanks for the info, Herb.
Good time. 10-4 BXP.
Let's see here. We got another Echo Link station up. This is Echo Link stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI-4DOS.
KI-4DOS. Good evening, Gary. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4 Zulu Yankee X-ray, KO4ZYX. I was mobiling around with my handy and sounds like I need to get a better antenna to hook my handy up. But I will be negative and negative. And I appreciate you calling the net. 73s to you and everyone else.
And I would like to say good evening to KO4ZYX, Mr. Daniel out there. I think you said you were mobile, but you be careful out there. If you are on the mobile, be careful. If you're not, I apologize. But thanks for taking the time to check in with us there, Daniel. Hope you're doing well. Any others all the way through the alphabet before we go back to the SwapNet portion, call KI-4DOS. Buddy, nothing heard. Do we have anyone with anything they would like to add to the SwapNet book or anything else I need to take off of the SwapNet book? Call KI-4DOS.
Romeo, Oscar, November. People are collecting various things. If someone is collecting computers, I have two freebies. They're rather old. I'm not sure how old. One is a Palm Pilot. Some people will know what that is or was. I don't know the date on this thing. All I have is the gadget itself. I don't have charger or anything else to go with it. The second item is one of the first handheld computers, I guess. A Garmin IQ3600. This one had the GPS built in and a few other things. It was kind of a Palm Pilot with the GPS. Those are free for anybody who can add them to their collection. Over.
Ed, let me make sure I got these down right. The first item, and these are a couple of computers, you're giving them away. They are free to somebody that wants them. You have a Palm Pilot. I remember those. Yes, that's been a day or two ago. They can have it, and you don't have anything but the unit itself. And then you have a Garmin IQ3600. Is that right?
It's kind of a Palm Pilot, a glorified Palm Pilot, because it had a GPS built into it, and it had all kinds of other stuff with it also. It's been a while, so I don't recall exactly what all it has in it, but quite a bit. It's got a little phone symbol here, so I almost think you could use it with Verizon or something like that. Over.
Ed, I am not familiar with that one at all, but it would not surprise me. How can the folks get in touch with you, Ed?
As far as Ed, my email is on there. Over.
They can get your email off of QRZ, and you are good on QRZ for your email. But you are giving these two items away. Does anyone need any fills on either one of these items that Ed is giving away?
Call sign, Cape Hornsby.
Delta 8, Romeo, Oscar, November. WD8RON, Tommy.
Cape Hornsby.
Ed, you might be getting an email from Tommy here in just a little bit. But we'll run this for a few weeks. If you don't mind, let me know when somebody accepts these, and I'll take them back off my books at that time. Anyone else with anything else they would like to add or anything I need to take off of the SwapNet book, call KI-4DOS. For DOS on the Blue Ridge 2-meter SwapNet. Folks, SwapNet's getting kind of thin. For the new stuff, I've got a bunch of old stuff that's on the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society webpage, the BRARS.cc. You can find it on there. You have to look for it a little bit. If you go to that to look for what's on there, you have to go to hobbies, and it'll have a drop-down box, and all the way down at the bottom it says Swap Net. You click on that, and then it'll drop down again, and it'll say see items that are on the list, and so you can find it that way. All right, the first item I got up on the Swap Net book tonight, folks, is for sale. It's a Japan Radio Corporation JST-245. That's an HF transceiver, works 160 through 6 meters, has an automatic antenna tuner built into it, 150-watt output, and he would like $1,600 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Come up is for sale. It's a Heathkit Z1000 HF amplifier, works 160 through 10 meters, has a new power supply and new tubes. He said to call for the price of it. Does anyone need any fields? Item up is for sale. It's a four-element step IR. That's a beam antenna, works 6 through 20 meters. He has new motors, new gears, new brackets. He has the SD100 controller and 100 feet of control cable. He said to call for the price of it. Does anyone need any fields? Next item up is for sale. It's a Cushcraft 240. That's a two-element 40-meter beam. It just covers 40 meters, and that's all. But it's a huge beam, folks. It's almost full size. I guess it's half-wave or something. But anyway, it's $500. It's a Cushcraft 240, a two-element 40-meter beam for $500. Does anyone need any fields? Next item up is for sale. It's a Kenwood TS-440. That's an HF transceiver. They would like $450 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Item up is for sale. It's a Kenwood TS-450. They would like $500 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Last item I got on the SwapNet book tonight, folks, is for sale. It's an Ameritron AL80B. That's an HF amplifier. That's 1,000 watts, and he would like $600 for it. Does anyone need any fields?
Information, K4GNX.
K4GX, I believe it was. KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter swap net. The gentleman in Toccoa, Georgia, his call sign is Kilo Echo 4, Charlie X-Ray Juliet. His name is Bob. His phone number is area code 706-884-408. Copy?
Copy 100%. Thank you, K4GNX.
Good day.
Yeah, this is Dan. I'm just south of Toccoa.
Call corrected is K4GNX, Mr. Dan, down there just south of Toccoa. Appreciate you being with us. Come back as often as you can. We'd love to have you. we got you in the log, and hope you get in touch with Mr. Bob down there in Toccoa about that AL80B. I hope everything goes well. Well, folks, that's going to conclude the reading of the SwapNet book tonight. That's all I got on it right now. So we'll ask for additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet, A through Z, before we start to rag you. Call KI4DOS. Up on the clean, shiny, dry stuff, at least it's dry over at my house, is KO4NUE, Master Chad, over there in Campobello. Chad, what have you and Miss Anna been up to today?
Everybody on net, this is KO4NUE. Well, two things somewhat drop off with you tonight. First thing is I got an answer on the welding machine today. I'm talking about shop talk. And the welder, repairman, electrician, whatever called me. And I got an answer on ghost/vampire amperage.
Tall ears, what is it?
So they call it vampire amperage for a reason. because it sucks every dollar you could possibly get out of the power meter. There's nothing wrong with the machine. That's just the design of the machine, the way it works. I know we had a discussion about this the other night, and I told you I'd get back with you. But it is what it is. So I'll go pick it up in a day or so. But just want to let you know that that's what the machine does. So no way around it. So that's the first thing.
The best thing to do is make sure that it stays turned off because it don't pull any power when it's not turned on. But if you turn that switch on, be ready to use it, right?
I guess that's the way it is. But, you know, hey, it is what it is. No way around it. So we'll do what we got to do. But second thing I was going to share with you was, my dad and I are considering, training my son and handing off the shop to him. You know, we got a long way to go. But point is, he's pursuing it. And so yesterday, just going to tell you a little funny shop story. You know, we always pick with one another here in shop, especially grandfather, son, and my son. You know, it's quite comical at times. But anyway, yesterday he wanted to borrow my truck to go pick up some stuff in town. I'm kind of picky about my truck. But I told him, okay, you take my truck, but leave your car here so I've got some means of transportation. He doesn't know it, but I track him on APRS, so I know where he's going in the truck. But at any rate, he's gone in the truck for a couple hours, and I had to go into town, so I got in his car. It's a little peppy thing. I mean, it'll scoot, you know. So I figured I'd give him a call and aggravate him a little bit. So I called him on the phone and said, son, there's something wrong with your car. And he said, what? And it's a new car. What do you mean there's something wrong with my car? What's the matter with it? And I said, well, it shimmies real bad. When you get it up to 180 miles an hour, it shimmies. I said, I can't hardly keep it in the road. I said, you get it down about 160, it settles down. He never missed a beat. I mean, not even a second. He says, well, I hate to tell you, he said, your truck skips when you get it under 3 foot of water. Now, boy, that's what you call learning right there. He's got it figured out. What do you think, Gary?
Yeah, well, having a daddy and a granddaddy that picks like that all the time, and being in the family, you know, he has to learn quick or you know, find him a rock to crawl under, right?
We got a rule in the shop that when you get got like that, you've got 3 seconds to reply. If you can't get them back in 3 seconds, then you have to just take it. You know, so he waited. I didn't know what to say. He had me just bumfuzzled. I didn't know how to respond. So he waited the 3 seconds and went, huh? Just like, he was letting me know real quick that 3 seconds have expired. And he went, huh? As if, and I told him, I said, I gotta go. I got to do something else. So I basically hung up on him because I didn't know what to say. But I guess he's graduated to the next level. What do you think?
Next time I'm over and I see your dad, I'm gonna ask him if that qualifies for the wall of shame over there.
I think it does. I told Daddy about it when I got home. He started laughing. He says, well, you dummy. He said, you asked for it.
Yeah, we do that quite frequently, don't we?
But anyway, I'm not going to hold you up. I know you got other people want to talk, but, I'm just going to just share with you and the eyes of the people, other couple of people on the net that's, you know, curious what's going on with this handoff. So he's learning. He's got it figured out. And now that Dad and I know that he's, you know, capable of getting us both, we're both kind of on tippy toes. So we don't say a whole lot when we get in the shop. So he's just, you know, he had this little grin on his face today. He looked at both of us real funny and, you know, just dropped his welding shield and went back to welding and started humming while he had his shield down. That's just letting us know that, hey, I got you both. Y'all better be on guard. So it's just kind of funny, I guess.
But we have a lot of fun with our children. I do mine the same way. I pick at them all the time. But when they finally catch on and the light bulb goes on over their heads, you know, then you have to kind of tone it back a little bit, whether you want to or not. I know I had to with my two boys. And they still enjoy getting me every once in a while.
Sad, I understand. But other than that, not a lot going on here. Anna had to go to Columbia early this morning for some kind of issue with school, so she's got to finish up tomorrow about 10, I guess. But at any rate, I had a big old pone of cornbread and milk, buttermilk tonight, and I'm gonna close my station and call it a night. I've had a good day today. Beautiful outside. And had a couple of laughs today and yesterday, too. So, anyway, Gary, thank you for calling that, bud, and appreciate you hanging around with me for a few minutes. KO4NUE 73, I'm clear.
One more question before you go. You've been on the radio talking about cleaning the house and all that. Did you get finished in time?
I did. She got home right after lunch time, I believe it was, yesterday. And I had the house straightened up pretty good. You know, even had time to get the floors done, and I had a fire going in on the wood stove. So it was all good. I'll have to go in and straighten up the kitchen after supper tonight, but I'll deal with that in the morning. I'm just too tired. But at any rate, I'll let you go, bud. You can move on down. I'll see you I'll see you this weekend at the testing site. It's KO4NUE.
Jan, look forward to seeing you over there Saturday. And appreciate you hanging in there and talking with us a little bit tonight. He enjoyed it. Tell Perry that I'm proud of him and to keep up the good work. And if he starts to slip, you know, he's got somebody else to answer to. Boy, that ought to go over big. But in the meantime, y'all take care. Tell Miss Anna we said hello when you talk to her. And I know she'll be home sometime tomorrow, but if you happen to talk to her tonight, tell her we said hello. Y'all take care over there, and we'll talk at you a little bit later. Enjoy it, Chad. Additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Y'all KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Gary, please check in. Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet Kilo Victor. KO4JKV. This is Duncan up in Asheville. Just got in here late. Had a lot of things going on. But thanks for holding the net, and hope everything's going good.
KO4DOS and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening, KO4JKV, Mr. Duncan up there in Asheville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Duncan. Hope you're doing well. And Duncan, you ain't never late till as long as the net's going, you ain't late. But when we close it out, you know, if you catch me before I get out of the room, you still ain't late. But we got you in the log here, young man. Appreciate you being with us, and hope you're doing well up there in Asheville. Next up on the rag chew list is Mr. Larry, KK4JBQ, over there in Greer. Larry, Chad didn't mess the stump up too bad. What have you and Miss Donna been up to today?
EOS, this is KK4JBQ. Well, Donna and I have had a pretty good day, except we got in a fight with our refrigerator. the freezer on the bottom. I've never seen a refrigerator like this, and for good or ill, I says, Donna, you get whatever you want. And she came back with this refrigerator that fits the space just fine. But it wasn't the freezer on the side, as we had before. It's a freezer on the bottom, a big drawer that has two little moving container type of bins inside it. You may have seen something like this. Well, I discovered today that it has a little quirk. As you push the drawer in at the bottom, you've been in the freezer, and you push the drawer in, you better push it all the way in. I guess it keeps it from drifting back out. But when you push it over a little rise built into the thing, it sort of latches the drawer. Now, you can pull it. You got to pull it a good, give it a good pull, and it'll come right out. But that secures it when you push it all the way in. Well, one of us, can't say who, I won't say who, did not push the drawer in. So I opened it for something, and it is full of frost. I mean, it's just full of it. It had been running, I mean, who knows, these things are quiet these days, but it had been running and running and running with, you can just imagine what I was looking at. So I says, honey, we've got to stop everything and take all of this stuff out of here and clean this and discuss closing the drawer solid. Whenever we're in there, we push it all the way. And so we had a little fight with the refrigerator today. I know this is not uncommon that people have things, modern conveniences that have little quirks, and this is one that I discovered just today. KK4JBQ.
I am familiar with the bottom freezer on that, the drawer type refrigerators. I have defrosted a many of those and had to educate the owners about that. There's like it's not really a roller, but it's a slide in there that's got a little hump in it, and as you say, it goes up over the hump and then it seals and it completely closes. And I've had to defrost quite a few of those. I've had to defrost all kind of different machines, side-by-sides, top freezers, bottom freezers, whatnot. Those things are Joy really wants one. And her brother is an appliance salesman. And he told her, he said, you don't really want one of those. And she said, yes, I do. And he said, no, you don't. And they went into all these different reasons that she did not want it. And some of the reasons that he came up with that she hadn't thought about, the one she was wanting was like her sister's. It's got the two doors up on top and then the drawer on the bottom. But Robert said, if you go into the refrigerator, not the freezer part, but the refrigerator, you've got to open both doors. He said, almost, without fail, you open one, what you want's on the other side. He said, even though you put the stuff in there and you know where it is, you're going to wind up opening both doors and letting more of the cold air out. So the refrigerator's got to work harder and all this. So I think he's talked her out of it. I kind of hope he has. We have a side-by-side here, and then we have a freezer that's actually sitting in here in the ham shack. It's over against the wall. Joy didn't want it in the kitchen, and so we put it out here. But I understand fighting with appliance. I've got a part for my refrigerator that I've had for I don't know how long. It's got an ice maker, and then it has water through the door. It has two water flow valves. They're mounted together, one inlet and two outlets. And the ice maker side is making a terrible racket, and I've had this thing to replace it for a long time and haven't done it yet. And guess what? My wife is still fussing at me.